The Business Hour
with Cyril Fouyoun
on OFM.
Good evening and welcome to the Business Hour. Welcome to OFM, the sound of your life. So while 2020 will forever be remembered as a year of unprecedented challenges and uncertainty, 2021 promises to bring exciting shifts and investment opportunities to the fore. So should you invest now? Well, to help us answer that question, we've got Wesley Cowan, the Associate Director of Galetti Corporate Real Estate on the line. Good evening and welcome to the show, Wesley.
Thanks for having me.
Wesley, we are currently looking to rebuild the South African economy, and we've also seen the JSE continue to build on its momentum from the fourth quarter of 2020, now heading into 2021. Is now a good time to invest in the commercial real estate landscape?
No, we certainly think so. There's a few things to consider, and banks are open to doing good deals with people that are looking to invest in the real estate sector. We've obviously seen some sections that are feeling the pressure from COVID and what 2020 brought to the fore, but there are those sectors that have still got strong balance sheets and are able to perform. We as a business believe strongly in South Africa, and that's why we're still here and still trading. I think a lot of people still believe strongly in South Africa. And so, I think 2021, we still see some interesting shifts in the market. We've seen a lot of quality property options coming into the market at the moment.
So has the low interest rate been beneficial for the commercial real estate market?
It really has. I mean, obviously, as individuals and private individuals, we feel it. The interest rate goes down, your bond repayment goes down on your property. Obviously, it's the same feeling for a landlord. A landlord just might own more than one property, maybe in their portfolio, they've got 5 or 10 assets. In that instance, there are certain tenants that will need help and are struggling through COVID, and there are some tenants that aren't. So it means the landlord can kind of structure his portfolio accordingly, give the tenants that need the assistance the help, and then the tenants that don't need it can continue to pay their rent. So obviously, the banks have really come to the party there in assisting the investors in the sector at the moment.
Wesley, can you maybe tell us more about seller financing or vendor financing that is set to trend in 2021?
Yeah, so interesting concept. So obviously, as you said, some people are under pressure and are looking to get some of their capital out of the properties that they own. In some cases, the right buyer for the property might not necessarily have the equity portion required, in conjunction with the finance from the bank or in finance from the institution. Traditionally, that's usually around 30% in the value of the asset, and the seller financing or vendor financing just sees the seller, finance that portion over a shorter period than the loan from the institution would be. And just gives the purchaser the opportunity to take ownership of the property sooner rather than later, and then obviously the seller gets the initial capital followed by the repayment of the balance over a period of time.
All right. Then also a thing I would like to ask you, we've also heard that smaller provinces will be hit by 2021. Why is this the case?
A lot of the smaller towns and setups, a lot of businesses have got their outlying smaller non-core satellite offices, and with the way things have gone through 2020, we have seen a focus on at home working, and I think a lot of the bigger businesses with large HQs in the major metropoles have just kind of brought everything into those offices. So the real estate sector there is going to struggle somewhat, but then in cases like, small mining towns, for example, you're going to see those properties still trade well because, mining's doing quite well at the moment. So it just really depends on a case-by-case basis.
All right. So lastly, are there new trends that we might see in the commercial real estate market?
A big one for us is, the restructuring of leases. We've seen a lot of our occupier clients, coming to us and saying, we need some help, and how can we, restructure our leases and get more flexibility, whether it be, reducing the initial their overhead at the moment, or just getting flexibility in how much space they occupy. You know, you'll see a new lease now where a company will sign for 60% of the space they occupy in a long term, and then maybe 40% of the space they occupy, they'll take on a flexible kind of offering where they can give notice and terminate that part of the lease. You know, we've seen a lot of that, and landlords and tenants really working together, you know, to make their businesses successful.
Wesley Cowan, the Associate Director of Galetti Corporate Real Estate, right on the Business Hour, answering the question, should you invest now? Commercial real estate and rising trends of 2021. So if you would like to listen back to this interview, if you maybe tuned in a little bit too late, you know where to find it. That's the business blog on ofm.co.za.
The Business Hour
with Cyril Fulyoun
on OFM.